From North State Public Radio, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
And I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Thursday, January 15th.
Big news in California. The state's new redistricting maps have survived a legal test with judges upholding Proposition 50. What that means is just ahead.
Also, federal vaccine guidance is changing, but Butte County says its childhood immunization schedule will stay the same.
And what's behind California's rising wild mushroom poisonings. Those stories and more on a recent deadly crash in Tehama County coming up. But first,
an autopsy has been completed for the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa. That's according to the Butte County Sheriff's Office. It says an independent forensic pathologist is currently looking at the case, and a cause of death will be determined later. LaMalfa died undergoing emergency surgery at Enloe Hospital in Chico in the early hours of January 6th. His sudden death leaves the North State without a representative in Washington.
That leads us to yesterday's announcement from Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher that he'll run in the special election to serve out the rest of LaMalfa's term. And he's already received one important endorsement.
It's from LaMalfa's wife, Jill. She said in the press release that she prayed over who might be best to fill the vacant seat. She says Gallagher has her full support. The assembly member from Yuba City called LaMalfa a mentor and friend in the release and said he intends to carry LaMalfa's torch in Congress if elected.
If he is elected, Gallagher would serve until January 2027. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to announce the special election soon. It'll use the old congressional district map that favors Republicans and still includes Redding.
Looking at the state's newly redrawn congressional maps, a federal court has upheld them, handing Newsom and state Democrats a big win. KQED Politics correspondent Marisa Lagos reports.
A three-judge panel rejected Republican claims that last November's Proposition 50 amounts to racial gerrymandering, with one judge dissenting. In their 117-page ruling, the judges wrote the conclusion probably seems obvious to anyone who followed the news about Prop 50. They noted that during the campaign, no one ever characterized the new maps as racially motivated, including the Republican plaintiffs. California Democrats wrote Prop 50 after President Trump set off a mid-decade redistricting race by demanding Texas redraw its maps to benefit Republicans. The lawsuit was brought by California Republicans and supported by the Trump administration. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has stopped routinely recommending six childhood vaccines. Those include shots against hepatitis A and B and the flu. NSPR's Eric Adams has more on where the new guidelines leave local public health agencies.
Butte County's Public Health Department is clearing the air about changes to childhood vaccine recommendations announced by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic. County Public Health Officer Jarrett Bowden says his department stands with the majority of physicians across the country who are continuing to recommend the CDC's former vaccine schedule.
Here in Butte County, you know, we really do kind of trust our state health department, and more importantly, we trust these groups of doctors.
Bowden says his department is continuing on with the recommendations supported by the state's public health department, and says the changes at the federal level will have little effect on Butte County's guidelines. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Public health experts in California are warning people to avoid picking and eating wild mushrooms this rainy season. That's as the state experiences its worst outbreak of toxic mushroom poisonings in decades, and potentially ever.
Since last November, 35 cases and 3 deaths have been reported, many in Northern California. Craig Smolin is the medical director at the San Francisco Division of California Poison Control. Deathcap mushrooms are likely the culprit of the poisonings, and he says they grow all over the state.
They've been found as far south as Los Angeles and maybe even points further south in the San Diego area and north of here into Oregon, Washington State, into Canada, etc.
It's hard to tell death caps from safe mushrooms. Rita Nguyen is a doctor with the state's public health department.
It's a really dangerous time to be doing mushroom hunting and foraging right now. It can be very hard, even for experts, to identify the difference between edible mushrooms and not.
While it's hard to say exactly why poisonings are on the rise, experts believe warm temperatures and early rains last fall helped fuel a death cap superbloom.
In Tehama County, bus services have been suspended there until the end of today. That follows a deadly crash between a public transit bus and pickup truck. The collision happened yesterday morning on Highway 99 West near Corning and resulted in the death of at least 6 people, including a bus employee. Tehama officials said they were suspending services out of respect for the families affected and for operational reasons.
The Board of Governors for California Community Colleges met this week to discuss potential changes to the system's bachelor's degree programs. KALW's Annika Swalme has more.
For years, California State University has been blocking community colleges from granting bachelor's degrees. On Tuesday, California Community Colleges urged the Board of Governors to approve 16 blocked degrees. One degree for land stewardship and sustainability in West Valley College in San Jose has been blocked since 2023. Students, faculty, and officials shared their frustrations with the delay. Officials emphasized that the programs were rigorously designed to be different from what's offered at CSU. The board did not take action, but some members said they support approving the degrees. In San Francisco, I'm Annika Salme.
Cal Fire is renewing its longstanding partnership with the Nation of Chile's National Forestry Corporation. The two firefighting agencies have cooperated on wildfire prevention, emergency response, and climate resilience for over two decades. That includes mutual aid deployments. In recent years, the partnership has expanded to include aerial firefighting. In a press release, Cal Fire said the partnership supports its efforts to be a global leader in wildfire management.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, January 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more stories from NSPR's newsroom, head over to our website, mynspr.org. I'm Andre Bayek.
And I'm Sarah Bohannon.
See you tomorrow.